This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Next on the 5 o'clock report.
It's handling of the Israeli-Hamas war and the conflict with Iran.
It's right to show solidarity with Israel.
These students are also protesting the suspension of two pro-Palestinian student groups.
Those guys being there was an absolute necessity, and I'm so grateful.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. With Family Life News, I am Greg Gillespie. Alejandro Mayorkas waits a decision from a jury of 100 of his peers. The entire U.S. Senate was sworn in this afternoon.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Alejandro N. Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God?
The trial that started about 1 o'clock today included a vote by a party line majority that the first of the two impeachment charges against Mayorkas has been unconstitutional. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats may end the trial early, saying the Republican-led impeachment of Mayorkas was motivated by policy differences and political opportunism. Commentator Katie Pavlich of townhall.com wonders why the Democrats never expressed that concern when the House impeached President Trump twice.
They're saying this should not be used for political reasons, which is quite interesting given their impeachment proceedings in the past and the motivation behind those. So now we'll see how long this takes and whether they actually seriously consider the evidence here and have a proper trial.
The question is how long the trial will be public. It's not expected that 67 senators would vote to convict Mayorkas, therefore kicking him out of his office. Student protests began early today at Columbia University ahead of a congressional hearing grilling the school's president about allegations of on-campus anti-Jewish bias. Reporter C.B. Cotton is in New York City, where a tent city popped up on the Columbia campus. People opposed to the D.C. hearing and opposed to Israel.
These students are also protesting the suspension of two pro-Palestinian student groups. The school tells Fox the tents are a safety concern and a violation of university policies. They say they're telling the students they need to leave. Jewish students have testified they don't feel safe on campus. Columbia's president told Congress today the extra measures are keeping troublemakers out and keeping the protests safe.
Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, was grilled over perceptions that the university has too many faculty and staff that are pro-Hamas.
Mohamed Abdu, who was hired after the October 7th terrorist attack, he, on October 11th, posted, "Yes, I'm with Hamas and Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad."
What are the consequences in this case?
I have five cases at the moment who have either taken out of the classroom or dismissed.
And is he one of those?
He will never work at Columbia again.
Jewish students and their supporters say schools like Columbia should not hide behind free speech claims for protesters when that speech spills over to harassment.
Freedom of speech does not include freedom to threaten. For Jewish students, the need is urgent. The time for solutions is now.
We have to hold the administrators accountable for what they're doing or not doing.
Columbia's the latest Ivy League school called in front of a congressional committee to address why Jewish students fear the climate on campus. Away from college settings, other pro-Palestinian protests are also making news. Authorities in major U.S. cities filing criminal charges against demonstrators who blocked bridges and major highways on Monday. Reporter Lucas Tomlinson.
These nationwide protests could be a preview of what's to come this summer at the conventions and represent a challenge for President Biden and his handling of the Israeli-Hamas war and the conflict with Iran.
The Biden administration is trying to navigate a middle ground of supporting Israel while not offending Democratic voters who side with Palestinians in the Middle East. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron says Israel needs international support now more than ever.
The situation is very concerning. It's right to show solidarity with Israel. It's right to have made our views clear about what should happen next, but it's clear the Israelis are making a decision to act.
The U.S. House appears ready to move forward toward a vote on military aid for Israel. That vote has been delayed as some Republican lawmakers want to tie spending for foreign allies to a change in Biden policy, which has allowed millions of migrants to illegally enter this country. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells CNN he hopes that Republicans will come together to approve the Israel aid. Still to come on this Wednesday, while the current president is in PA, the New York governor is in D.C. The latest from Syracuse investigating two law enforcement deaths, and two troopers are called to protect and to serve and to deliver. Now your family life forecast from Kevin Williams.
Cloudy tonight with a few more showers. There could still be a rumble or two of thunder. Low temps ranging generally mid-40s to low 50s. For tomorrow, considerable cloud cover. A couple of widely scattered showers, a few breaks of sun. High temperatures mid-50s to the mid-60s. On Friday, looks cloudy with some showers and high temperatures mid-50s to the middle 60s.
Thank you, Kevin. Now more of what's happening where you live in Pennsylvania and New York. Jury selection for the Donald Trump New York City trial had the day off. However, until a verdict is reached, the judge won't let the presumptive Republican presidential candidate leave New York. So his campaign stayed there, as we hear from Scott Pringle.
On the second day of his trial Tuesday, Trump visited a bodega in Upper Manhattan where a store clerk was originally charged with murder for stabbing an attacker to death. Trump, in front of a crowd, said crime has gotten out of hand in New York.
I love this city, and it's gone so bad in the last 3 years.
He said his so-called hush money trial is really about keeping him off the campaign trail.
This is all politics. This is coming out of the White House. And, you know, it makes me campaign locally, and that's okay.
Meanwhile, several jurors have been selected in Trump's trial.
The Republicans' likely November opponent was on the road again today, the second of Joe Biden's three-day swing through the battleground state of Pennsylvania. On the day of his visit to the Pittsburgh Steelworkers Union, the White House announced a request to triple the tariffs China has to pay when it sends steel and aluminum into America. The Biden economic team says U.S. companies have to pay 40% higher taxes to China to send American products there. Meanwhile, New York's governor went to Washington today. Kathy Hochul talked about affordable child care for parents in the workforce.
So we know we can't have a state-of-the-art infrastructure or booming economy if every American family can't afford the child care they need.
The White House summit called Making Care Work pushes initiatives to expand child care options nationwide. Child care may be a big factor to determine how many Pennsylvania school districts utilize their new authority to switch from a five-day week to a four-day week. A new Pennsylvania law allows 4 days of school per week, but each day would be longer. Some 900 school districts across the country have already gone to a four-day week. That decision will be made by each local school board. Time magazine names an upstate New York congresswoman as one of the most influential people in America. Elise Stefanik became the youngest woman elected to Congress in 2015. She now chairs the Republican Congressional Conference and has been a key player in Capitol Hill actions that fought anti-Jewish bias at Ivy League schools. Stefanik joins celebrities, political leaders, sports stars, and innovators on the annual Time 100 list. Turnout expected to be light across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania next Tuesday, especially because the presidential primaries nationwide have already been settled. Berks County election coordinator Annie Norton says there are many other local and statewide nominations to be determined.
It's still important to vote. I mean, the presidential contest is not the only contest on the ballot.
Voters who turn out next week in Pennsylvania's primaries can choose a candidate for their party's Attorney General nomination, as well as nominees in about a third of the state's congressional districts. Time now for your stock market report, brought to you by Faithward Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks sliding downward today with the session ending lower as investor interest rate fears continue. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's hawkish comments pushing market expectations for a rate cut back to September. Tech leading the slide with the S&P 500 after semiconductor equipment manufacturer ASML reported weak earnings. That weak performance led to sell-offs from other names like NVIDIA, Micron Technologies, Broadcom, and more. Crude oil sank lower today, closing at $82.66 per barrel. The Dow was down 46 points. The NASDAQ dropped 182. The S&P 500 losing 29. Faithward Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at faithwardadvisors.com.
These days, people often ask two questions when buying something. How fast can I get it? And how much does it cost? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. What folks often forget is that convenience costs money. And usually, the more convenient something is, the more expensive it is. We have convenience stores that sell convenience foods, and there's the ultimate convenience, the drive-through fast food restaurant. Now, if we have money in our budget for the occasional convenience purchase, is it wrong to do it? Not necessarily. We only have so many hours in the day, and we have to budget our time as well as our money. We just don't want convenience to become a bad habit, draining money from our budget that God would have us to use for a better purpose somewhere else. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life. After your forecast, we have a chance for you to take a nice, slow river ride.
We've got some showers ahead tonight and a couple of rumbles of thunder in the mix as well as a warm front pushes through the area. The next front, a cold front, that'll arrive with another batch of showers on Friday. The call for tonight, though, is cloudy skies, showers from time to time, and there could be a thunder shower, especially in western New York and western Pennsylvania, low temps ranging generally mid-40s to low-50s. But tomorrow, considerable cloud cover, a couple of widely scattered showers, a few breaks of sun, high temperatures mid-50s to the middle-60s.
And a couple sweet stories to end at 5 o'clock. First of all, a local canoe trip is about to get underway. Bob Price has a preview.
Yeah, Greg, a Lycoming County, Pennsylvania man is about to embark on a solo boat trip down the west branch of the Susquehanna River. Photographer and naturalist Michael Kinney plans to start his freshwater odyssey later this month. He'll launch his canoe in the water in the tiny Indiana County town of Cherry Tree and plans to paddle 227 miles to Packers Island in Sunbury. Kinney's trip will take him through 9 counties and 19 river towns, passing 143 named tributaries along the Susquehanna River. That journey should take 3 to 4 weeks. Bob Price, Family Life News.
And when babies arrive, they get here when the baby decides to arrive. A woman gave birth in a parking lot at Canandaigua's Lowe's with the help of a pair of New York State troopers. Listen for the baby as you hear this interview with a proud papa.
Those guys being there was an absolute necessity, and I'm so grateful. And we definitely consider them uncles for her, for sure. Thankfully, Trooper Vinci's a great catch.
Trooper Joseph Vinci and Alex Mullen were there to assist with the birth, and they're going to stay in touch.
There's a saying that we wear many hats in law enforcement, and we certainly do. This is not a hat that I thought I was going to be wearing yesterday, but it fit well, I guess I'd say, for me and Trooper Mullen. We did what we had to do.
I know Mom and Dad have already talked about inviting us to the first birthday party, which we'll definitely be at, and kind of watching her grow up through this world. Something I'll never forget the rest of my life, for sure.
Definitely to protect and to serve and occasionally deliver. And that's the world we live in. This Wednesday, April 17th. Thanks for listening. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.